Today's daf is Besechet Shvot, Daf Zayin. We're holding in the first Perek Shvot Shtayim, and we're up to Vov Amud Beit at the two dots, about a quarter of the way up. Tana Rabbana. Now the Mishnah, let's just actually review the Mishnah for a moment, because we're going to be talking about two separate elements in this Mishnah. We began discussing the kaparot of the din of someone who was Tameh and either ate Kodesh b'shogeg, having forgotten that he's Tameh, or he went into the Beit HaMikdash b'shogeg, having forgotten that he's Tameh, or vice versa, remembered he was Tameh, but went into the Mikdash forgetting it was Mikdash, or forgetting it was Kodesh and ate Tuma. But in any event, that was the beginning of the case. So we said in that case, Yeshba Yediyah Batchila, says the Mishnah, Ve'inba Yediyah Basov. So the first case was be Korban Ol V'yoreh. And the second case is where you did not yet find out, but if you do find out, you're going to be chayav the korban ol v'yoreh. In the interim, nesoyer hanase b'fnim en yom kippurim ratole ad shivadalo v'yavi b'olah v'yoreh. So temporarily, these surin are staved off by the pair of the sar mishtal ayachas b'chaper temporarily. Those are the first two cases, ol v'yoreh or temporary kapara. Problem is that the pasuk itself doesn't say a word about either Mikdash or eating Kodesh. It says nothing at all. All it says is, Adam ki yiga b'tumat Adam v'ne'elam imenu v'yadav Hashem. Doesn't he? He did anything. Now, obviously, hu yadav Hashem appears to mean that there's some other Ashma, but I mean, it's not even a hint. At least on the surface, not even a hint in this pasuk that it had anything to do with Achilas Kodesh or with being nichnas l'migdash, and that is today our concern. Tana Rabbana. Minayin she'ina katuv medaber ala b'tumat migdash u'kidoshav. What makes you think that this pasuk that speaks about what happens to someone who is tumato alav means that he went into the migdash b'tumato alav? Maybe it just means that he's tummy. Well, v'dinu. Ho'il v'hizhir v'anash ala tuma v'chiyev korban ala tuma. I mean, is it not true that we had back in Makot, we had a lot of discussion of the various azharot that would be Mechayev Makos, which would be Lo Yitamo et Mikdashi, and it says also et Mikdash Hashem Timei v'nichrat, which is a chiyuv karet, and it also says Abasar Shetuchal Mipsar Zevach Hashlamim. The truth is, we had a number of psukim over there, there were machlokes, and which one precisely it was, but we certainly found psukim that said Beferish and Azara, and we found Psukim that said Beferish Venichrata. So we know that there are two cases where you could be Chayev Karet. One of them is Achilat Kodesh Betuma, and one of them is Nichlas L'Migdash Betuma. So therefore, if we find that there is a location where the Torah tells us the Isser, gives us the Onish, and there's another location where it's Mechayev Korban, I mean, it makes sense that these things are all in parallel. The only cases that we find that you're chayavan, lo yizirvan ashala tumat migdashu kedoshav, was the only two cases that we found that you would be chayav. So afkishiyev chiyev korban ala tumah lo chiyev ela tumat migdashu kedoshav. So that it's just a simple matter of matching up a korban to a chiyev. I mean, we always do that. We take our korban chatas and we match it up to the chiyuvim of those things which match korban chatas, which we learn out from our one dugma of Avodah Zarah, and we compare it to all things like that, the chayav karet, and so on. So here too, if the Torah is telling me that there's a din of tuma, and there's a chiyuv of a korban of the yorid of tuma, the only place where we find there's a chiyuv of karet on tuma is achilat kodesh ekniso l'mikdash. I mean, does it make sense that we need any other limud? That's it. That's information. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. I mean, what about truma? I mean, truma, the Torah definitely said that if you eat truma betuma, I mean, it's true, there's no chiyuv of karet, because it says over there, metubo, that's true. But it does say that if you're going to eat betuma, so then you're chayev mitabide shamai. And it says there, Bekotshim lo yochal, we learned that that's referring to truma. One of the other psukim, remember we had a machloket back in Makot, but in any event, why can't it be that? What do you mean, why can't it be that? You know why it can't be that? Because that's not a chiyuv karet. Remember, the rules of all the chataot is that all of the chataot, by definition, are a chiyuv karet. So, undoubtedly, that would be the case over here. Match it up to the case of the chiyuv karet. And don't match it up to the achilat truma, which is not a chiyuv karet, but achilat leads you to only mitah b'dei shamayim. No, wait a minute. That doesn't follow. Because ha'animi l'korban kavua, it's true that a chatat kavua, as opposed to a korban olavi orein, which is a subspecies of chatat. So the normal chatat, the typical chatat, we know for sure, you're only going to bring a chatat on something which is a dono karet. So it's dono karet, shigato is chatat. But we certainly know that rule does not apply to the case of olevi oreid by definition. Why? Because hanimi l'korban kavua aval olevi oreid, why not bring it on truma also? I mean, we did avi ashmiat kol v'abitu isvatayim. Is there any sur karet that was talking about the korban shvua by the shama kolola? No. Was there a chiyuv karet on the case of shvuat bitui? No. And nonetheless, you definitely are going to bring a korban olav yored. No. So why can't you bring a korban olav yored on the truma? So why are you telling me that it's dafka achilas kodesh and nichnas v'shogeg to the mikdash? Well, you see, that's because it says in the parsha of Olav Yored, O ki yiga betumat adam l'chol tumato asher yitma ba. What's that ba? Ba is a mi'ut, right? Ba, only one of the possibilities. One of the possibilities would mean tumat kodesh as opposed to tumat truma. So therefore, you're right. We don't have any absolutely essential way in which we could be mamayit a chiyuv of mitat mitah b'dei shamayim from the chiyuv. However, the pasuk specifically came along to be mamayit something, and undoubtedly that something is the thing which is less similar, and therefore it'd be truma. I don't see, how does it add up that it should be truma? Maybe on the contrary. Maybe Ba is coming to tell me only truma, and being mamayit k'nisa l'migdash, and achilat kodesh, we're over there. Since it is a chiyuv karet, so maybe it requires a normal korban, not a korban olav yored. I mean, is that very reasonable? It fits the rules of a korban chatas. You did something that's chayav karet. Every other case we do something that's chayav karet, you bring a korban kavua. So the shvuas bitui is not referring to karet. The shvuat aedut is not referring to karet. Okay, I'm beginning to see a pattern here. Those things which are chayav karet are things which bring a korban kavua, and that would include tumat mikdash u'kedoshav. And those things which are not chayav karet, but nonetheless Torah wanted to give you a korban, that's a korban olav yored. So if anything, it's just the opposite. The ba should tell me, despite the fact that it's talking about kodesh, it must be the kodesh of truma, not kodesh of chayav yored. Correct. Perfect. And then it comes out exactly the opposite of what you're saying. So l'mute mikdash and to mute kodesh, and the lo sagelei b'korban olav yored. Maybe over there it's insufficient to have a korban olav yored. Maybe you would need to bring a korban kavua for the chiyuv karet. Aha! Brilliant. Kori Rava aleda Rebbe. When Rava heard how Rebbe figured this out, he said, "That's dole mayim miborot amukim. A man can draw water from very deep wells." The tiny. The Braita puts it like this. Rebbe Omer, you take a look in that pasuk, and it mentions the, it's actually the pasuk immediately before, and it mentions how you got Tami. So it says, O nefesh asher tiga b'chol davar tabe, o b'nivlat chaya t'meya, o b'nivlat behema t'meya. Since when do I need to mention separately behema v'chaya? Can you tell me that? Anytime it mentions chaya, we know that the behema is bichlal. Zot achaya shetochlu et habehema. So you see that it's all subsumes. Chaya is any living thing. So if you say nivlat chaya, ekra ni chaya, can you explain to me why it would need to say in the case of the bringing a korban olav yored that it became tamei b'nivlat behema tamei? Of course. Behema lama nemra. Nemar kan, I'll tell you why. It's to free up the limud for Gzeira Shava. And it's to teach me the Behemat Me'ah that appears here in the Sugya of Karban Olah V'Yorei is similar to the Behemat Me'ah that occurs in the Isser of Achilat Psar Zevach HaShlamim B'Tumat HaGuf. So there it says, Nefesh ki tiga b'chol tamei b'tumat adam o've'vehemah t'me'ah v'yachal mi'psar zevach HaShlamim HaShel HaShem v'nichrata. So over there also says Behemat Me'ah. That thou gives me a gzera shava, malalan, tumat kodesh. There it's talking about beferush, eating from the besar, zevach hashelamim, betumat haguf, afkan tumat kodesh. So here too must also be talking about where you ate, not truma, but basar kodesh. Okay, so I now know that it's not possible to say that ba is mima'ed kodesh, because the Torah specifically says that it's marbe kodesh. So therefore, we'll exclude the truma and include the kodesh. Now, of course, there's one very important piece missing from all of this, which is, does it say anything about over here, knisa l'migdash. Maybe knisa l'migdash retains the normal halacha of a korban chatat kavua, not an olah v'yorei. So that still is up in the air. Ask the Gemara, indeed. Ashkechan Tumat Kodesh. All that that teaches me is Tumat Kodesh. Where do we see Tumat Mikdash? Rebbe hasn't addressed that. He's only addressed Achilat Kodesh B'Tumat Haguf. Oh, I'll tell you how we know that. Omar Kra, B'chol Kodesh Lo Tigav El HaMikdash Lo Tavok. Now this we know, we've spoken about a few times, is referring to a Yoledet. Now Yoledet is one of those who is a Bechuseret Kippurim. So she needs to wait to Shloshim Yom, depending, male or female, a total of 40 days, a total of 80 days, partially Dam Tohor, partially Tumas Yoledes. But the bottom line is that she enters into a strange suspended state, which is called Tfulat Yom Aroch. So when she goes to the mikveh, she really does not become Tahara at the end of that day, as normally would have Erev Shemesh. The Erev Shemesh only takes place 33 days later, or 66 days later, in the case of the Nikiva, when at that point she now becomes Torah sufficiently to be able to bring her Korban Chata, bring her Korbanas for the Yoledes on the next day. Now that means that during that entire period, the Chol Kodesh Lo Tigav, HaMikdash Lo Tavo. So therefore, it's comparing Mikdash to Kodesh. She remains a Tfulas Yom and is Asura to be Nichdas l'Mikdash or to eat Kodesh, which means that as a general rule, the Torah is putting together Mikdash and Kodesh. If it's putting together Mikdash and Kodesh, then that tells us here too, we're comparing Mikdash to Kodesh. Since Rebbe already proved to us that we're including Kodesh, from the comparison of the Gzeres Shava of Behema. So Memela, we now know from Yoledet that we have to also compare Mikdash. Wait, but now we have a problem. Because by the Yoledet, if we're learning it out from Yoledet, and we're learning out the din of Mikdash from that Kodesh, but then that Kodesh includes Truma. Because we darshan from over there, Yachi Truma Nami. We're back to our other problem. Why not truma also? D'yomar mar bechol kodesh lo tiga is l'rabot et ha-truma? Well, we already said that the Torah was mamayit ba, so ba meant not truma. Yes, but now we're back where we started from. Because now you're telling me that the bekar over here is the comparison of mikdash v'kodesh to yoledet, and over there truma is put together with mikdash. So maybe ba is coming to be mamayit now the mikdash case. Because consider what we have. We have a bechol kodesh to be marba truma, and we have the comparison of mikdash to kodesh, to be marba mikdash. The only given case is what? The one that we learned out from Behemat Tameah, which is achilas basar kodesh, the tumat haguf. So now you're saying, I have two possible exclusions from the ba. The ba can tell me, okay, but ignore the bechol, which it says by yoledet, or the ba can tell me, ignore the mikdash, which it says by yoledet. Now you're taking for granted the one and not the other. I could see a lot of strong reasons to say that the bav would be mamayat the mikdash and not be mamayat the truma. The truma wouldn't have to worry about being mamayat the truma, the mikdash, because we didn't have any place to bring the mikdash. But now that we have the din of yoledet, now I have to worry about this over again, you see. Well, says the Gemara, not really, because, look, it makes more sense to be mamayat the truma. Why would we be mamayat the mikdash? The mikdash is a chiyuv of karet, just like achilas kodesh is. Mashenke, the truma, is a chiyuv of mitah b'nei shamayim. So it makes more sense to be mamayat the truma, doesn't it? So mikdash lo mamayatin. And why would we be mamayat k'nisa l'mikdash if it is so similar to achilat kodesh, ken karet k'mota? There's a chiyuv of karet. Well, I would say just the opposite. I would say it makes more sense. Adarabah, let us indeed not be mamayat truma, because clearly we're coming to discuss eating and not walking. So the common denominator between the achila when it's achilat truma or achila when it's achilat kodesh is closer than the common denominator between achilat kodesh betumat haguf and being nichlas lemigdash betumat haguf, right? So how do you know the ba does not come to exclude the din of migdash? And then it would have been wrong to say that the case of yidiyota tumah shnayim shein arba, because we were talking about helein migdash or helein tumah. Maybe there is no such thing as helein migdash. Maybe there's no such thing as v'nealam in terms of migdash. There's only v'nealam in terms of tumah. Ela, we're going to have to start this over again. Okay, says Rav, all right, fine. So now we're stuck. I say, let's go back and take a look at that parasha of Shlamim, okay? Strangely enough, we have three completely different discussions of the chiyuv of karet for achilat, basar of shlomim, kodesh, betumat haguf. Now, why in the world would we need this? We have kol isha sheikrav mikol zarachem ela kodeshim, and that's the specific, the dinim in emor, emor ala kohanim. You cannot eat if you're in Tumat Aguf. Then we have, as an opening in Parshas Tzav, V'hanefesh asher tuchal basar mizevach ha-shlemim asher la-Hashem v'tumato alav, which is a reference, again, to Tumat Aguf and Karet. And then, surprisingly, the very next pasuk says, V'nefesh ki tiga b'chol tamei v'achal mibsar zevach ha-shlemim asher la-Hashem v'nichrita ha-nefesh ahi in Tzav. And there it says, I mean, exactly the same thing. It says the same halacha of chiyuv of karet. Why do we need all three of them? Achat v'lichlal. So I'll tell you what it's for. The truth is, it all appears in the parasha of Shlomi. However, since the Torah uses the word el hakodashim, that is a klal, despite the fact that afterwards it now defines it in terms of Shlomi. So achat l'klal, that is talking about El HaKodashim, which is a reference to any Kodesh. Then we have the Prat, which is the case of the Shlomim. Now, it's not put together as a Klal Prat of Klal, but it's a Dover Sheyotza Min HaKlal to teach me that it has to be similar to Dover HaYotza Min HaKlal, Lamed Al Kol HaKlal Kula Yotza, and Wulama Yatsu, to teach us, just like Shlomim, our Kachem is Beach, so too everything is Kachem is Beach, and if you eat Kachem Berek Abayit, Betumat Aguf is not included in the sisr. Fine. All right. So this is not, this is called Klal Prat Ramru Chakim Zemizah. This is not a Klal Prat of Klal Memela. We darshan them in this way. So one of them, however, is extra. What is that extra one for? Va'achat l'tumak tuva b'torah stam ve'eni yodea ma'hu ha'viyomer tumat kodesh. The other one is to teach me. Now, when the Torah discusses a sugya of tuma without further defining it, we know where that is. That's the sugya of the carbon olaviyore. So that is coming to teach me that indeed the kritut that is said over here is telling me that that means achila betumat aguf as a chi of karet. Now, I don't need that, you see, because I already learned that from Rebbe's limud of beima, nivlat beima. So therefore, I say, says Rava, if we don't need it for that, imenu inyana tumat kodesh, which we already learned from Rebbe's gzera shava, the nafkele mitarabi, today we need tumat mikdash. So now everything is simple. We don't have to get into the problem of learning it out of Yoledet to compare mikdash and kodesh, because then we have a problem of whether we should be mayat truma or we should be mayat mikdash. Fine, don't. Learn it out with an imenu inyan. So now that I have two psukim to tell me that tumat kodesh is what we're referring to by korbanot l'vayared, one of them must be achilat kodesh, the other one means kinisa l'mikdash. Ask the Gemara, v'aymi boy lele l'krabi abo. This is a beautiful limud that Rava has, but it's all based on having no alternative but to use it for this, because it doesn't say anything about mikdash. It's only with imeino inyan. Problem is, unfortunately for Rava's limud, is that there is a heck of an inyan for something else. This we need for the limud of Rabbi Abo. Diomer Rabbi Abo, shalosh kritot bishlamim lama. Yes, the first part was Rava was right. Achat leklal v'achat leprat. Since there is a strange halacha, which you may have heard in a different guise, it's chibat hakodesh. It's a strange halacha which tells us that when it comes to kachin, the normal rules of what's considered to be bar achila are suspended. And that's because of the tremendous chashivas of kachin, where even things that are not normally ochlin are shayach to kabbalat tuma. By the same token, things which are not edible, where normally you couldn't be chayav tum betumas aguf on something that isn't edible, here you become chayav. So let's say you eat the wood of the ma'aracha, or you eat livona, which is not considered to be edible in and of itself. You would be chayav. So if that's the case, that is a direct application to achila, not to going into the Beit HaMikdash. It's obviously a more direct application than switching the whole context from eating to walking. And if Rabbi Abo is correct, so then Rava doesn't have room for his imeinu inyan, and Rabbi Abo even speaks out, by the way, according to Rabbi Shimon holds not like that. Rabbi Shimon holds dvarim she'einan echalim in chayavim aleim karek mishum tuma. Nonetheless, you still need this for eating, not for going in. Where you need it for eating? How about if somebody eats a chatata pnimit, huh? How about that? Now, you're telling me I learn out from Kadashim. Se chelik mi amischak. Hulchim mi kisei le kisei kol ot sha muzika. A muzika mamshicha yala. Maybe they don't play musical chairs anymore. I don't know.
In the Philippines, they call it Jerusalem chairs.
Jerusalem chairs.
And he asked me once, Boris, tell me, why is this called Jerusalem chairs?
They must know about Dafyoni. That's it. How do you like that? Mm-hmm. They're always ahead of us.
The journey to Jerusalem. That's the journey to Jerusalem. Which makes a lot more sense.
So in any event, we're trying to learn the dinim of a chatata pnimit. Tell me, what was the mekor? Echat leklal v'echat leprat. What was the achat leprat? That just like the only given example is shlamim, so we always need to use shlamim as the model for the chiev of tuma b'achilat, achilat kodesh b'tumat haguf. The problem is that shlamim is not only an example of kachim mizbeach, it's also an example of kachim that are brought on the mizbeach achitza. Now, do we have a right to say imeno inyan if the first thing we could have learned is that we have a dovar ayotze min haklal, lamed al kol haklal kulo yatza min hakodeshim, the klal kulo would be Mashlamim kochem izbeach v'nikrovim amizbeach achitzon. Av kol anikrov amizbeach achitzon. Mashenken achatat apnimit, which is not brought on mizbeach achitzon at all. How do I know that there's an isser of achilat basar from the chatat apnimit by someone betumat aguf? If anyway, it's considered to be royal achila. I hold it's even worse. I hold you can even eat wood. Forget about the chatat alabe. Obviously, you need the chatat apnimit. But according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who is doich of that, you still need a limit for chatat apnimit. So certainly you don't have any main inyan to teach me something about knisa l'mikdash if you have these fundamental achila issues that need to be addressed. So therefore, talks out Rabbi Abba, and even according to Rabbi Yishimon, holds Ram Shein and Erecholim, ein chayav anyan layem karet mishum tum'ah, I still need the extra karet to teach me that somebody who eats chatat apnimit. I might have thought that since when it comes to the din of pigul, and remarkably the din of shlamim, is a model for just about everything. Not only tuma, it's also a model for pigul. For some reason the Torah keeps focusing on shlamim, which is the last place you'd expect. But anyway, that we'll see more of in kachim. But The fact is, the Rebbe Shimon said vis-a-vis the din of Tigel, that anything which doesn't match the model, which is Shlomim, kol she'ino karev al mizbeach hachitzon ki Shlomim, indeed, ein chayavin alav mishum tumah. Now that's the case, you would certainly think, mishum Tigel, I mean, you might certainly think that mishum tumah would be the same halacha, because it's used both for tumah and for Tigel. If for Tigel it can't serve as a model for achatas hapnimit, then for tumah it also shouldn't be able to serve as a model. Therefore, I need this extra pasuk, the third karet by Shlomim, to tell me that as opposed to pigul, where indeed I'm not chayev if it isn't on the mizbeach achitzai, when it comes to achila betumat aguf, I am chayev from the extra pasuk. But this certainly leaves out rova im eno inyan. There is no im eno inyan. All right, so let's try this again. It all started with the happiness of the Mishnah that insists that there is a din of Tumah in which you eat Kodesh or you went into the Mikdash. And all the variations, the Shnayim Shinarva is built around that. When we looked at the Pasuk, we noted that it doesn't say a word about anything like that. And we're wondering, how do we know it? All it says in the Pasuk is, your tummy. That's all it says. So we ended up with one drasha that we liked. We tried other things, they didn't work. Because we certainly couldn't make this the standard type of carbon, which needs a chiyuv karet, and to exclude truma. We couldn't do any of that, because when it comes to a carbon all of a yoreid, obviously it doesn't follow the rules. It does not need a chiyuv karet. So we couldn't say, well, what'd you do that's chiyuv karet? And by shuad bitui, what'd you do that's chiyuv karet? So clearly that wouldn't have helped us. So we needed to find a makar. Rebbe found a brilliant makar. Since it unnecessarily says, not only nivlat chaya, but nivlat behima, which is completely redundant, because wherever it says chaya, it always means behima. Indeed, in the presentation of the animals to Adam HaRishon, it says that. In the presentation of the animals in the dinim of achila, it says that. Zot achayash asher tochlu. And then goes right on to talk about the behima, right? So obviously, one is included in the next. I don't need anything else. Zot chaya, ko beima mafreset parsa. Wait a minute, we're not talking about beima. So obviously, chaya includes beima. Therefore, says Rebbe, why do you think the Torah added that additional word to free it up? To teach me that I can learn it out of the other location where it says exactly the same thing. And where does it say the same thing? By achilas baser of the carbon shlami betumat aguf. Now that indeed is the chiyuv karet, and that therefore I know is included. And that's all that's given to me. Says the Gemara, it's very interesting that that's given to you, but it doesn't cover the mikdash. So where do I know the mikdash from? That's all about achila. This is a whole different world, knisa l'mikdash. So first we tried learning it out of ahed. Because by yoledet we find that the Torah specifically sticks the two things together. B'chol kodesh lo tiga. Oh, and we learned out, if you recall back in Makot, that that's Achila. And L'migdash lo tavo. So we have both of these things together. And that means L'migdash lo tavo is K'nisa L'migdash betuma. So here you see, if there's a chiv of Achila's tuma, then there's a chiv of K'nisa L'migdash betuma. Ha! Now everything is clear. Says the Gemara, it's not clear at all. Because if this is the Makar, then we're going to have to deal with a problem that we only dealt with partially before. Before, we were wondering why we wouldn't include achilas truma betumat aguf, along with achilas kodesh betumat aguf. So we understand we can't just wipe out kodesh. We're giving one or the other. Okay, but now there's an alternative to what to wipe out. It and not the other. What's it and not the other? It and not the other could be achilas kodesh and not truma, which appears by Yoledet, kol kodesh, truma, including kodesh. It could be achila as opposed to mikdash. Now, which one is more reasonable? Well, that the Gemara says, I mean, it makes sense to exclude mikdash, which is a whole different thing than eating, and have the two eatings. So therefore, if that was the makar, we'd be in trouble, because we'd have no right to assume that it's achilas kodesh and not achilas truma, and it does include nichnas l'mikdash. If your lettuce is the makar, so we need to find another makar. Comes along Rava and he finds another Makar. What's the third Makar? The fact that the Torah mentions Kritut three times when it comes to Shlomim, two of which are there to assert that Shlomim is a model for Achilas, Kodesh, Betumat Aguf. And the third one is unnecessary And therefore, it's got to be coming to add through an imeno inyan, not only Kodesh, but Migdash. Now, the point that we're at is that the Gemara said, an imeno inyan is the most sensitive thing to having an inyan. I mean, if there is another inyan, you can forget about an imeno inyan. And the problem is, we do have another inyan. Forget about Migdash. We have another inyan by Achila. What's the other inyan by Achila? Either eating things that are bechlal not royal achila, such as the levona, the wood, but when it comes to kodesh, there are shitot that hold that that's considered to be achila. Or, if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, who says it's not considered to be achila, you still need to know that we don't do to achila betuma what we do to achilat pigul. When it comes to achilat pigul, we say the model is shlomim, and it has to fit the model, 100%. If a shlomim is something that is brought on the Mizbeach HaKitzon, then that would mean that any karba that is not brought on the outside of the Mizbeach, but is brought inside of the Beit HaMikdash, we sprinkle the blood on the parochet, on Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's not included in the Yisr of Pigol, of Akilas Pigol, which happens to be the din. It is indeed not included. But when it comes to the din of eating, for which shlomim is also a model, not only eating pigo, but bechilas tuma, the third example of karet is coming to include things that otherwise might have been excluded by the model of the shlomim. But eating the chatat apnimit, not going into a beis hamikdash, which has nothing to do with the whole sugya. So how can you take a wild imeno inyan when you have something right there in your backyard to apply that imeno inyan to? So therefore, we're left with the original limit of Rebbe, which is, we know achila kodesh betumat haguf. But where do we know kenitzah lemikdash without getting into the problem of how to utilize ba v'lo betruma, meaning better than ba v'lo bemikdash? That's the problem. All right, that's where we're up to. So we need another Ela. We have to take a new approach. Ela amrei nardoi mishmei derava. You misunderstood Rava. Rava did not say three times kritut. Rava said, why does it need to say three times tum'ah? I already know we're talking about tum'ah. Shalosh tum'ot bishlamim lama. Why do you need to mention tum'ah three times in the same sugya? I'll tell you. Achat klal, v'chat prat, use tum'ah as your model when it comes to shlamim. We're talking about tumat haguf, v'chat tumak tuva b'torah stam, and the other one is to tell me that where it mentions tuma, and you don't know what it's talking about tumat kodesh. Now, I already know that. So, imeno inyana tumat kodesh, which is a given from Rebbe's limud of beima, nivlat beima, the nafkale min Rebbe, tzneu inyana tumat migdash. I says the Gemara, come off it. That's not a new limud. That's playing games. How was I supposed to describe the kiev of karet three times without telling you the tumah three times? These are three isolated sugyas. So if I wouldn't have said the tumah, how would I have told you the karet? You're just playing games by saying let's make a different limud of the tumah. And I may be boiling them. I did a boiling mit of karet since we're already agreed that we needed to mention the karet to teach me Rabbi Abo's possible limud in one or the other. Either about the Atzei Hegdesh or about the Chatat HaPnimit for Tumat HaGuf. So Mamela, it had to say Tumot. If I hadn't said what I'm talking about, how would you have been able to understand the three Kritut? That doesn't make any sense. You're not adding anything. Let's start over again. Hello, my Rava. I'll tell you. We darshan before one Gzera Shava. That Gzera Shava was from the Nivlat Behema. That was the connection. Behema. There's another Gzera Shava here, and that is Atya Tumato. Tumato. Note that back in our Parsha of Korban Olam Yored, it says, Oyiga betumat Adam lechol tumato asher yitmava. Tumato. So k'tivacha lechol tumato uk'tivahatam. The din in Parshat Chukat, where somebody was not nitar al yedei the para aduma. So it says over there, kol anogea b'meit, b'nefesh ha'adam asher yamud, v'lo yitchata, et mishkan Hashem timei. Kimeni dalo zorakalav, etc. It's an oat tumato bo ha. So you see that the tumato that it's referring to is tumato in the context of et mikdash Hashem timei. That meaning of Mishkan Hashem timei, sorry. The Mishkan Hashem timei means knisa l'mikdash. So it's telling you two completely different limudim in the same pasuk. Tumato alav teaches me knisa l'mishkan, or l'mikdash, and nivlat be'ema tmeya teaches me achilat kodesh b'tumat aguf, and now I know both. So mala alan tumat mikdash, afkan tumat mikdash. So I mean, now that you're telling me that the pasuk itself is pointing directly to achilas kodesh and knisa l'mikdash, both of which are chayavei kritut, can you tell me why I need the ba? Because now I have no way of being marba truma in the first place. I was only going to be marba truma when I was trying to make a mametzino. Well, just like we found over there, so do we find over here. And don't worry about the fact that it's not a chiyav karet, because neither is shuas bitui, etc., etc., etc. Now that everything is locked up with a limud on both ends, what is the ba for?
What is it being mamayit?
Mm-hmm.
And it can't be mamayit truma.
We don't need it to be mamayit truma. How would I add truma? The ba is coming to tell me lirabot nivlat of tahor. Why? Because I would have thought that since it says asher yiga, so then it has to be something, as we'll see, which is bar nigia. It says oki yiga b'chol. Now, as you know, a nivlat of tahor, if you touch it, is surprisingly not metame you. The only way that it's metame you is if you swallow it. But that's not negiya. So I need an extra pasuk to include the din of nivlat of tahor.
Before, when negiya meant techila, destroy that.
It's not enough. Okay. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. What are you trying to pull the wool over my eyes? A minute ago, you told me boz a miyut to be mamayat truma. Now you don't have a miyut. All of a sudden, it becomes a riboy. I like that. Whew, good thing I caught you. So, Amrit ba miyutahu. How did it suddenly become a miyut? Well, you see, that's the whole point. Since it's a miyuta, therefore it's a riboy. Because, look, it says beferish in the pasuk, o ki yiga. Now, that itself teaches you only something which is bar negiya. But if you can't touch it, in order to be matame, so then the law bar negiya, look. So then why would it have to say, and only it, which once again seems to say, if you touch it. So then it's a miyot achar miyot. Vein miyot achar miyot, ela lirabot. So therefore we now know the din of nivlat of tahor is included. If somebody became tummy in that fashion, he's also going to be chai of a carbon olive yored. So now we know at least that the main parish of carbon olive yored is referring to either achila betumat aguf or knisa l'migdash betumat aguf.
Two gzera shavis.
And we also know from the Ba that we include any type of makor of tuma, even including a nivlat of tahor. Fine. Now the next step in the Mishnah was that the Soyer Hanasa Bifdim is Mechaper on that where you didn't find out yet. So he had a Yediyah Betchila, was Ne'alam, and the Yediyah Lebesov has not as yet come. Now the din over there is that the Korban and Yom HaKippur is Toleh, but as soon as you find out, it could be 10 years later. No matter how many of those Korbanos you brought, you'd still have to bring your Korban Olev Yoreh. Now, how do I know this? This is like magic. The Torah says to do all this Aveda, and you've decided it's coming for this particular case. That's amazing. Where in the world could you have picked that up from? So, Yesh Bo Yediyah B'Tchil V'Ein Bo Yediyah B'Sof, you're claiming the Soyer Anasa Bifnim, plus Yom HaKippurim, is Mechaper. Tanu Rabbanan, I'll tell you how we know it. What it says is that when you bring this carbon, it says v'chiper al hakodesh b'tumot b'nei Yisrael m'pishehem l'kol chatotam. Now, this is very strange words over here. Tuma of b'nei Yisrael, that is a pesha, that is a chatas. That, I mean, if it's a pesha, it's not a chatas. If it's a chatas, but what are you talking about, Bichlal? So let's see if we can make sense of the pasuk. On the surface, if you would start talking, and this is Yom Kippur, if you start talking to me in these terms about pesha and tuma, I wouldn't think that that meant tuma touching something tame. I would have thought that's all about Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim is about sin. Tuma is not about sin. So I would think it's about sin. Okay, what kind of sin? Yeshu binyan zeh alavi shalosh tumot. There are three things that are referred to as sin when it comes to tuma. You have tumat avodah zarah. You have tumat giloy arayot. And you have tumat shvichut damim. These are the three biggies. Avodah zarah, giloy arayot, shvichut damim, all of which are mechuyev to give up your life in order not to be over. And they're all called tuma, as I'm going to show you. So I would say this carbon is coming to be mechaper on those things. Now later on the Gemara say is going to ask, but how could it be mechaper on those things? Those things have specific kaparot that are mentioned. How could this be the kapara for them? Fine. We'll get to that. But right now, we're thinking of some variant of these three things that would be the most likely subject of the pasuk that is talking about a kapara on Yom Kippurim from this magical kapara that's brought lefnai v'lefnim, the pair of the Sora Mishtaleah. Now, I would say it's Avodah Zarah. By Avodah Zarah, indeed, it uses the word Tumah. It says, there's talking about Natan Mizar Olam Molech, but we understand that to be a reference to Avodah Zarah in general. Leman Tameet Mikdashi. Oh, there you go. Leman Tameet Mikdashi. Okay, so that's Tumat Mikdash. Oh, perfect. It doesn't need to have anything to do with Tumat Aguf. Okay, Gilui Arayot says the same thing. It says, Ushmartem et mishmarti, levilti asot michukot atoevot asher nasu lefnechem, velo titam ubahem. Okay, there you go. Tuma for Gilui Arayot. Shvichut damim says exactly the same language. Lo titame et aretz asher atem yoshvim betocha, lo titame. Now you might think that indeed that is the object of the kapara of this carbon that is brought lefnai v'lefnim Yom Kippurim. So yochol al shalosh tumot halalu yei sa'ir mechaper. I might think that the sa'ir is coming indeed to be mechaper on these three tumot. Talmud lomar, mi tumot b'nei Yisrael. I'm not talking about anything that's called tumah. I'm talking about a very specific tumah. Not kol tumot b'nei Yisrael. Now, that would mean that we need to isolate a particular type of tumah that is viewed in a different modality than these are. And there's only one like that. Later on, the Gemara is going to say, why are you calling that a different modality? We'll get to that. But mamatzinu, explain to me. Give me the single case where chilek ha-katuv v'chol kol ha-tumot, that the Torah treats one class of tumah totally differently than any other one. I'll tell you where that is. That is Tumat Mikdash Ugedosha. And of course, we noted this back in the beginning when we started discussing that Mishnah. It's a weird Mishnah in which there's a common denominator of Tumat Mikdash Ugedosha in all its formats. We're wondering why that would be. But we find that Tumat Mikdash Ugedosha is unique. And here, for the first time, the Gemara is addressing the element of that uniqueness, per se. So we're finally getting to the underlying issues of the Mishnah. And therefore, it means here, too, that in terms of this carbon, it's referring to that specific and unique tuma, hafkam betumat mikdash ukedoshav. So says Rabbi Yehuda, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, I don't understand why we're looking all over town to find something that's looking at you straight in your eyes. It's right in front of your nose. Mimekomo humuchra. You read the pasuk. Hari Omer v'chiper al ha-kodesh. Mitumot b'nei Yisrael. Where is the Kodesh affected with Tumot b'nei Yisrael? That's Tumot shel Kodesh. Tumot shel Kodesh is therefore a reference to Tumat Mikdash Ugedoshav. So why do we need to look all over the place for whether it's all these other things? All these other things are not Tumat HaKodesh, are they? Yochol, I'll call Tumah Shebekodesh. You might think, okay, that this thing is now a total kapara for all variants. We had a lot of variants. We had doing it b'mezid. We had doing it with the Yediyah B'sof and not Yediyah B'tchila. We had doing it Yediyah B'tchila U'B'sof. And we had the case that we do say, which is Yediyah B'tchila V'lo B'sof. How do you know it means that one? Maybe it means one of the others or all of them. So how do you know that? So Yochol Kol Tumah Shebekodesh Yisrael Zemechaper Talmud Lomar Umipisheyem Bekol Chatosam. Sounds on the surface It'd be almost a contradiction. How can you have a pesha, which is a chatat, and a chatat, which is a pesha? Therefore, must be teaching me, chataim dumya de psha'im. We're trying to say a chatas. Yes, this is a chatas. It's coming like any other chatas. However, it's similar to the psha'im. In what sense? That just like the psha'im, by definition, are ina b'nei korban. We don't have a korban for doing a pesha b'mezid. So too, the chataim that are being referred to over here that we're going to be b'chaper on are chataim she'inam b'nei korban. So they have to be the type of sins which would never bring you to, which are not, rather, chayev in a korban. So if you now have a yediyah b'tchila, yediyah b'sof, for instance, so then there would be a korban. So it can't be coming as a competitive kapor on something that has a korban, because then it wouldn't be similar to pesha. So here, too, it can't mean that. Okay, but maybe it means that you have a yediyah b'sof, not b'tchila. How do you know it means you have a yediyah b'tchila velo b'sof? Lechol chatotam would mean something which is ultimately going to be mechayev you in a chatat. But if you have no yediyah betchila, you'll never be chayev in a chatat. And therefore this says cannot be, we have to balance it between the pesha and between the chait. And therefore the only thing that could be balanced is something that ultimately could be brought as for a chait, but is currently not chayav a chait. There's only one such case. Yesh ba yediyah b'tchila, ha'alomah b'emtza, you haven't found out that you did it yet, and therefore there's no yediyah b'sof, but when you will be chayav chatat. If you're chayav chatat, what's this for? To be teila, ha-ha. So now we know the only possible case that this could be referring to is exactly what we said in the Mishnah. We started off with a completely blank slate, which Torah is talking about, bring a carbon, no idea what the carbon is, and amazingly we've been able to zoom through every possibility of the Torah and end up with exactly the one that's right here in the Mishnah. Beautiful. Yeah. All right. So beautiful, it's a shame to ruin it by continuing with your current mood. So we'll do our review. I'll start off simple, okay? Makes sense to say that makish izir vanash al tuma, lo izir vanash ela al tumat mikdash v'kedoshav, af kish chiyev korban al tuma, lo chiyev ela al tumat mikdash v'kedoshav. Ve'ema truma shizir va'anash. Well, lo ashkan avon mita v'chayev al korban. Well, maybe ani mila korban kavua, but a korban all over yore, you should bring. Minin avi ashmiat kol v'abito isvatayim, where there's no karet. Omar kro ba is l'mute truma. How do you know? Maybe ba is l'mute migdash. The lo sag lebe korban all over yore ad amaiti korban kavua. Kori Rava le the Rebbe dolem mayim mi borot amukim. The Tanya. Rebbe Omer ekra ni chaya veima lama nemra. Nema kan veima temeya ve nemra lala veima temeya. Ma lala tumat kodesh, afkan tumat kodesh. Okay. That gives us tumat kodesh. How do we know tumat migdash? Mi nola no makro bechol kodesh lo tigav la migdash lo tavo. Itkish migdash lo kodesh. So then shumanami. Yomar bechol kodesh lo tigav. Is the rabbi that a truma? Well, amir rachman ba. Yes, but ba makes more sense to use l'mute migdash. No, it doesn't. It's mistav migdash lo mamatin. That it's a karet kamota ad rabba. Truma lo mamatin because at least it's a chila kamota, even though it doesn't share karet. Ela amar rabba shalosh kritot bishlamim lama achat lechlav v'achat lefrat v'achat tuma haktuva b'torah stam v'ni yodei amai aviyom etumat kodesh. Now, we don't need Tumat Kodesh, because he may not need Tumat Kodesh, because we already know that from Rebbe's Gerer Shavah. Today we need a Tumas Migdash. Yeah, but you can't today we need if you need it for Rebbe Abo. Domer Rebbe Abo, Shalosh Kritot, Bishlamim Lama, Achat Lechlal, Achat Lefrat, Achat Lefrat, Achat Lefrat, Achat Lefrat, and even according to Rebbe Shimon, who holds Dvarim She'en on Nechalim, Ein Chayavin Aleim Karei, that's Mishum Tumah, but it would still be necessary, Latuye, Bechatat Apnimit. Kol Korava Gabe Mizbeach Achitzin Kishlomi. in chayavin olav mishum pigo. I might think the same thing is true about mishum tuman namilo. Gamash from the mechayev. Elam in nardoy mishmei derava shalosh tumas b'shlomim. Not shalosh kritut b'shlomim loma. Achad lechla, achad lefrat, achad letuma k'tuvah b'torah stam. Eini yodeya mayi avi omer tumat kodesh. Meinu eni yodeya tumat kodesh. The nafka min rebi, say we need a tumat migdash. No, because I obviously couldn't have just written karet in a vacuum. So now maybe boilie. If I needed to write karet, as you've already agreed, like Rabbi Abu, so then katav nami tuma, la lo sagvel of hachi. Elam rava ati tumato tumato. Krivaka, lechol tumato, uchtiv atam by the pora aduma, of a nichlas a migdash, tabeyihye, o tumato bo. Just like Mala Alan Tumat Mikdash, Afkan Tumat Mikdash. In which case, what's the bar for? Alabah Lamali, Lerabot Nivlat of Tahar. What do you mean, Lerabot? You just said a minute ago that Baz Miyutu. Yes, yes, that's exactly the point. Mishum de Miyutu Aiter. Ktivo Koyiga. That means the Barnegia in the La Barnegia Lo. What do I need bar for now? To Mirachar Miyat, Abi Mirachar Miyat, and Mirachar Miyat. Ela l'rabot. Yesh ba yediyah betchila ve'en ba yediyah besov. Sa'ira na'azeh bifnim. Tan rabana. V'chiper ha'kodesh bitumot b'nei Yisrael. So yesh li binyan zeh la'vi shalosh tumot. Yav tumat avodah zarah. Tumat giloy arayot. Tumat shvichut tamim. Ba'avodah zarah omer laman tamay et mikdashi. Begiloy arayot omer shmartem et mishmarti. Devoti asot michukot ha'toivot. V'lo titam'u bahem shvichut dami omer. So you might think that's what we're talking about. Shalosh tumot halalu. Yes, sir, and mechaper. Talmud lomar, mi tumot b'nei Yisrael. The local tumot. Now that's identifying a very special set. What is that special set? Ma matzinu, shechalak ha-katuv michlaut kol ha-tumot. There's only one set. Havi omer tumot b'ngash v'kedoshav. In which case, afkan tumot b'ngash v'kedoshav, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that's the most roundabout way I've ever seen of understanding something in front of your nose. Mimakomohu mukhra, tevechiper la kodesh. Mitumot, mitumot shal kodesh. Yochel al kol tumash, mekodesh yeser ze mechaper. In which case, it would include all of the variants. Talmud lomar, umi pishem la kol chatotam. Chataim dumi lepshaim. The pshaim are not b'nei korban. The chataim are not b'nei korban. So it can't be referring to yesh bo yediyah b'tchilo ubesov. Now, how do you know it's talking about specifically Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Tchil Vayim Ba Yediyah B'Tchil? So maybe just the opposite. How do we know that's the case? Yisrael Zetole Talmud Lomar Lechol Chatotam. It has to be Shayach to coming L'Dei Chiyuv Chatat. And if it doesn't have Yediyah B'Tchil, it's not even Shayach ultimately Ba L'Dei Chiyuv Chatat. QED.